A very good evening to all, dear brothers in Christ. So we thank our Almighty God and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving this wonderful opportunity to study His wonderful words of life. So last few weeks we have been studying about, you see, the important topic about tongues, miracles, you see, visions. Especially last week we studied about tongues. So through the scriptures, we came to know that tongues is an understandable language. And tongues is not an unknown language which nobody knows. You see, that was clearly seen through the Acts of the Apostles. When the first time the Holy Spirit came, the apostles spoke in, you see, various languages, which other people, you see, clearly understood. They identified that they spoke in their own language. So that is the meaning of tongues, understandable language. Therefore, even today when we tell which is your mother tongue, what do you mean? That means our, you see, the language in which we were born and brought up. So Apostle Paul clearly mentioned to the Church of Corinthians, the tongues was a sign for, you see, unbelievers, not for the believers. You see, today many people misunderstand that that is the sign of the Holy Spirit. No, that is not the sign of the Holy Spirit. You see, the sign of the Holy Spirit is the fruits of the Holy Spirit, not these, you see, signs. And Apostle Paul clearly set a sign and, you see, a rule that if anybody wants to speak in tongue in a church, it should be maximum by two or three, and one should interpret it. If there is no interpreter, then it is better that you keep quiet. And Apostle Paul gives example of, you see, various, you see, dear brethren, various music instruments. And he mentions, as all the musical instruments has got a meaning, he gives various examples of various types of trumpet. So similarly, all the languages in this world has a meaning. There is no language which is without meaning. So if anybody is speaking in a language which we can't understand, you see, but you see, it can be understood by them, that is an unknown language to me, you see. Therefore, but to God, of course, He understands all the languages. He is the one who has created mankind and made them to settle in all the, you see, places of the world. Therefore, in a church, if anybody has to speak, he has to speak in an understandable language, or else if he speaks in a language which nobody understands, but he can understand, it's an understandable language, you see, it is his own mother tongue, then so there should be somebody to interpret his language in the other person's language so they can also understand. So tongues is a understandable language. It is not an unknown language at all. Therefore, dear brethren, you see, that one we clearly understood. But today, what we see in the churches, that as people speak on, you see, in a language which nobody understands, just blabbering, that is not the tongues which the Bible speaks. That is a total deception, you see, what is happening now. Because God has spoken to many prophets, Abraham, Moses, but God never used this type of language which nobody can understand, which neither Moses or Abraham understood, you see. And moreover, the Bible says that, there is a tongues of angels. What is this tongue of angels? There should be a single language. It can't be a multiple language, and each and every time an angel comes, he brings a new language from heaven. It should be one language. If there is a language, dear brethren, then why don't you see the brethren who claim that the angels have spoken to them, why don't you translate it and print a book so that everybody can understand the angels' language? You see, therefore, dear brethren, Satan is trying to deceive all the Christians from the true path to the false path. Therefore, we should study the word of God. You see, therefore, these blabberings, you see, what they speak in tongues is actually done by the child, you see, who doesn't know to express himself properly. So this tongues is can be claimed as a tongue which is written in the Bible. And moreover, Jesus was the one who was filled with the Holy Spirit. How many times did he spoke in tongues? Not even once. You see, and Jesus, you see, never told that you go and speak in tongues in all over the world. You see, dear brethren, this was a gift given for the only to the particular initial part of the church, so the church can go and preach the word of God in different languages, in different places. Because how will the truth go to whole world when the different languages? Like, for example, Thomas came to India. How did he speak in Malayali language? It is only because of, you see, this grace of God, this gift which God has given. Therefore, dear brethren, tongues today, what we see is total confusion, and God is not the author of confusion. So, tongues is a clearly understandable language. Okay, now let us come to our second portion about miracles. You see, dear brethren, so miracles. Today, we see that a lot of miracles happening. You see, the blind getting their eyes. You see, the ear, the deaf getting their ears. The lame, you see, seeming to be walking. All these things and all. So, many people, you see, seeing these things, you see, they have trusted that these things are happening from the Lord. So, before, you see, coming to this conclusion, see, let us see what the scripture says. Because initially, when we read this and we started the class, we read about the verse which is written in Matthew 7, chapter 21 and 22. Let us read that verse again, Matthew 7, 21, 22. Can anybody read Matthew 7, 21, 22? Can any of the brethren read? Peter brother or Binod brother, anybody?
Okay, sir, I will read. Matthew 7,
21 and 22.
21 and 22. Okay, sir. Okay. Not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name performs many miracles. Amen.
See, in that day, you see, many people will come and claim, did we not do miracles in your name? But Jesus clearly tells, you workers of iniquity, you see, I know you not. Then it is our duty to see if it is really done, you see, by the Lord. Because here this verse says, many shall come and say in that day that we have done miracles in your name. So, doing miracles in the name of Jesus. Who does it? Definitely none other religion does it in the name of Jesus. It is the Christians who do it in the name of Jesus. Then, if Jesus has warned, it is our duty to study as per the Bible. Okay. Now, let us take few moments and see the miracles which actually Jesus did. Read, you see, John 9 chapter, verse 1 and verse 6 and 7, where you see, the blind was given the sight. John 9, chapter verse 1. Peter, brother, can you read? You're there?
John, yes. John 9.
Verse 1.
Okay. Yeah. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made splash on the vital, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash into the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed.
Very good, brother. Thank you. So here, you see, what happened was that Jesus healed a person who was blind from birth. Blind from birth means what? You see, not that he had eyes, boy, balls were there, but everything was okay, but he could not see. No, not like that. Person was born blind means the eye sockets itself was, you see, empty. Did not have anything in the eye sockets, no eyes, eye balls were there. Hence, he took some, you see, mud and he mixed it with his, you see, spittle, you see, and completely covered it with that space, you see, instead of the eyeball. And what happened? Once he was told to go and wash in the pool of Siloam, As he was washing in front of everybody, the eyeballs began to grow. This is the miracle which Jesus did. A born blind who never had eyeballs at all. You see, his eyeballs began to grow in front of everybody. Okay, next miracle. You see, Matthew 12 chapter verse 10 and 13. Binod brother, can you read it? Here, the record is given of the healing of a withered hand. Binod brother, can you read Matthew 12, 10 and 13?
Okay, sir. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day, that they might excuse him? Then said he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other.
See,
man.
Restored whole, like as the other. That means what? He had a withered hand. That means one hand was correct. It had a, you see, clear hand. But the other hand was a very short hand. It was withered. It was not completely grown. So as soon as Jesus touched in front of everybody, on the spot there itself, what happened? It began to grow. And began to grow the same as the other hand, it seems. Both hands become equal in front of everybody. Never took any time. Never did Jesus tell, okay, you go to the doctor, now come after test again, next time you come. No. On the spot, dear brethren. In front of everybody, as Jesus just touched a hand. See, imagine, the withered hand just began to grow in front of everybody. That is the miracle which Jesus did. Let us read one more miracle about the hatchback woman. You see, as soon as Jesus touched her, she stood straight. You see, not partially straight, half she came and half later. No. On the spot in front of everybody. Read Luke 13, chapter 11 to 13. Luke 13, chapter verses 11 to 13. Ashish, brother, can you read, brother? Okay. Peter, brother?
Okay. Luke 13, 11 to 13.
Yeah.
And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately he was made straight and glorified God.
Very good. You see? So what happened was that as soon as Jesus touched her, on the spot, dear brethren, she was made straight. Not partially straight, then she became all right and perfect. No. 100% straight, dear brethren. That was the miracle which Jesus did on the spot. Let us read one more incident. You see, where, you see, a woman who had, you see, the flow of blood for almost nearly, you see, 12 years. And she had spent all of her money. As soon as she touched, you see, the hem of Jesus' cloth, what happened? She was totally healed on the spot. You see, she could realize that 100%, you see, healing was done. See, that was the miracle which Jesus did. Let us read the verse, Matthew 9, chapter verse 20 to 22. Binod brother, can you read Matthew 9, 20 to 22?
Matthew 9, 20 to 22. Okay, sir. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith had made the whole, and the woman was made whole from that hour. Amen.
Okay, finish, brother.
Yes, sir.
See here, you see, on the spot, you see, what happened? She was healed. That was the miracle of Jesus. She did not tell, okay, I feel better. And he did not tell, okay, go to the doctor, check it and come back. Nothing, dear brethren. You see, on the spot, dear brethren. She was completely healed, not partially healed. You see, let us read one more incident. You see, it is given in Luke 17 chapter 12 to 14. Let us read verse 13 and 14. Read verse 14 only, brother.
14 only? Okay. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on all us.
Continue.
And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
As they went, what happened? They were cleansed. So when were they cleansed? You see, they were never cleansed later. You see, on the spot, as they went, they were cleansed. Imagine, we all know leprosy is not so easy. You see, leprosy actually completely, you see, eats our bones, muscles, everything. So they were completely deformed. You see, everything was totally gone. But as soon as Jesus said, go and show to the high priest, on the way, just they took few steps, probably I think 5-10 steps, that's all. So what happened? As they went, they were healed in front of everybody, dear brethren. All the eaten muscles began to grow. The fingers became normal. The face became very clear. Imagine the feeling. Imagine the scene. That is the miracle which Jesus did. Not that, oh, okay, come, I'll touch you, I'll heal you. Oh, I'm feeling better. Okay, don't worry. Again, in one more week, you'll be completely healed. Nothing. On the spot, 100% healing. Let us read one more incident. We know this one very well. You see, many soldiers came to arrest Jesus. And you see, one of them was a servant of the high priest. His name is Malchus. You see, he began to, you see, touch Jesus to arrest him. So immediately, what did Peter do? Peter took a knife, you see, took a sword and actually smote his ears. Actually, his target was for his neck. I missed. What happened? Ear got chopped off. What happened? What did Jesus say? You see, Jesus told Peter to keep back the sword. And what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do with the ears? Did he tell him to go to the doctor? What did he do? Tell me, Peter brother, Vinod brother, tell me, what did Jesus do with the ears?
He touched and healed.
He touched and healed. You see, the ear which was fallen down, Jesus took it, you see, put it back in the same place on the spot. What happened? Operation was done without any anesthesia, without any stitches. You see, super glue. Within seconds, operation was done. 100% healing was over. Patient was discharged. This is the miracle which Jesus did, dear brethren. Now tell me, which miracle in this world, you see, is being done like this one? Dear brethren, on the spot, 100 out of 100% healing, completely healed. Read Luke 22, 51. Luke 22, 51. Peter, brother, can you read? Okay. Pinod, brother, can you read?
Luke 22?
51.
Okay. 51. Okay, sir. And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear, And Jesus answered and said, "Suffer ear thus far," and he touched his ear and healed him. Amen.
On the spot, he was completely healed. Then you know what happened? He arrested Jesus and went on. You see, with a healthy condition, dear brethren, is it so easy that it will happen now? This is the miracle with Jesus, dear brethren. And other things, you see, Jesus healed the deaf and the dumb. How? You see, not that the dumb were healed and they began to speak. Okay, I'm speaking. Okay. And they told, no, come after next week. I'll do one more healing and other 50% you will be improved. No. The dumb clearly spoke. You see, that the blind, you know, you see, he was totally blind. He could not see anything. He was never seen anything from his birth. What happened? His eyes was opened. Means what? He told, okay, I can see little bit. Huh? Clearly identified. You see, what was there in front of him? That was the miracle, dear brethren, that Jesus did. Dear brethren, now tell me, how many of the miracles happen like this? You see, and moreover, you see, such crowd is there. You see, more than 10,000, 15,000, lakhs of people gathered together. You see, but how many people are healed? Are all people are healed? No. You see, only selected people, only few people whom they call from the pulpit. You see, only those people are healed. Not everybody are healed, dear brethren. Only selected people only. Dear brethren, you see, when they ask why they're not healed, simply they will tell that, oh, they don't have faith. That is the reason they're not healed. Okay, you see, if they don't have faith, then why would they ever come for the meeting? You see, will they come for the meeting with faith? They had faith, that is the reason they have come for the meeting. Okay, if you know that they don't have faith, you should be knowing that one, no? Because God has told you everything, then you should have told them you don't have faith, increase your faith and come for the next time where you come wasting your time this time. You see, and moreover, did Jesus heal only for the persons who have faith? No. Even for the persons who had unbelief, even for them, Jesus helped them. Read Mark 9 chapter 23 and 24. Mark 9 chapter 23 and 24. Peter brother, can you read? You're there?
Okay. Jesus said unto him, "If thou cannot believe, all things are possible to him that believe." And straightway the father of the child carried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe, help them my unbelief."
Not I believe, but help though my unbelief. I'm not able to believe, Lord, but I want to believe. That was his unbelief condition. But Jesus helped them. Imagine so many people come for this meetings, huge crowd. Do they come for without belief? At least they have faith, no? What did Jesus say? How much your faith should be? No need to have a big, huge mountain faith. No. Small mustard seed. That is sufficient. Brethren. Do you think these people don't even have such faith? Dear brethren, you should think. And moreover, how many people did Jesus heal? Jesus healed everybody. Not even one person was left without being healed. Let us read a few verses. Binod brother, can you read Matthew 4, 23 and 24?
Okay, sir, I will read Matthew 4, 23-24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with driver diseases and torment, and those which were possessed with devil, and those which were lunatic. And those that had the
palsy,
and he healed them. Amen.
Healed them.
Amen.
Healing all manner of sickness, underline, not healing few manner of sickness, every disease, whatever disease may be, 100%, 100 of 100%, they were healed. Read one more verse, Matthew 8:16, brother. Brother, continue, brother, reading Matthew 8:16 also.
Okay. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick.
All, amen. Underline all the people were healed. Dear brethren, you take out all the verses in the Bible and refer, everywhere it is given, all were healed. But today, only few. And moreover, they have meetings. Only fasting and praying. Why? Jesus did fasting and praying. Where did Jesus do fasting and praying? Jesus did feasting and praying. 4,000 people were fed. 5,000 people are fed. But today, no feeding. Only taking, only collecting. You see, dear brethren, and in the name of prayer. But Jesus did not collect anything, dear brethren. He prayed. You see, he offered food for everybody. Many people, they claim that Jesus himself mentioned that those who believe on me, they shall do greater works than me. Because of John 14:12, Jesus told those words. So let us understand this meaning of this verse. Peter, brother, can you read John 14:12, brother?
In 12. Okay, I will just open it. John 14:12. Okay. Here it is written. Yes. Okay.
You can read from the screen also.
Okay, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than this because I am going to the Father.
You see, he that believes on me shall do greater things. You see, than Jesus is himself. Now tell me, among all the miracles which Jesus did, which is the greatest of all the miracles? It is the rising of the dead. No man can do any greater miracle than this one, rising of the dead. He raised 3 persons back to life from the dead, you see. But nobody can do any greater miracle than this one. Yeah? But Jesus told, you shall do. That means there must definitely be one more miracle which is greater than what Jesus did. Which is that miracle? You see, dear brethren, Jesus opened many persons' literal eyes, but did he open anybody's eyes of understanding? No. Jesus said, he that has eyes, let him see. But Jesus has given us the privilege to open other people's eyes of understanding. The eyes of understanding has been given, dear brethren. You see, read Ephesians 1:18. Ephesians 1:18. Binod brother, can you read Ephesians 1:18?
Yes, I read Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened.
See, eyes of understanding being enlightened. This eyes of understanding, opening these eyes by showing the word of God. You see, this privilege God has given to the body members of Christ. Even the ears of understanding. You see, Jesus never opened anybody's ears of understanding. What did Jesus say? He that has eyes, let him see. He that has ears, let him hear. But God has given us this privilege to open everybody's eyes and ears of understanding. And you see, Jesus raised the literal people from dead back to life. But God has given us the privilege to, you see, raise the living dead back to life in Christ. You see, Jesus healed so many people. No, everybody were healed. But what did the people do? Did they follow Jesus? No, they all left Jesus and went off. Nobody was there with them. You see, only the 12 apostles were there. Even one of them betrayed him. But today, the church is given the opportunity to heal everybody of their sin sickness. You see, to raise them from the dead condition to the world and back to life in Christ and live in the Christian path of life in a narrow way. This is the greatest miracle, which, you see, is greater than what Jesus did. Jesus did only for the 12 apostles, but we are told to do for the whole world. You see, go and preach to the ends of the world and make them disciples. This is the greater opportunity. But then, see, let us read Romans 8:11. Peter, brother, can you read Romans 8:11?
Okay. But if the spirit of him that rise of Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that rise of Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelt in you.
See, quicken also your dead body by the spirit which is in you. You see, read Acts 26:18. Acts of the Apostles 26:18.
To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
See, to open their eyes, to turn from darkness to light, from power of Satan to God. This is the greatest miracle, dear brethren. You see, which Jesus told the church we do. You see, therefore, dear brethren, you see, and one more thing you need to observe in the Bible is that neither any of the apostles nor Jesus prayed for themselves. You see, we remember very well, you see, when Jesus prayed in Garden of Gethsemane, he requested God that if it be thy will, let this cup pass away from me. Did Jesus, you see, kept on praying? Did he do and fight with God until his prayer was answered? No. What did Jesus pray? Father, not my will, let thine will be done. That was the prayer of Jesus. Similarly, brethren, our prayer should never be for selfish prayer. We are going to see the prayer subject in coming days, God willing. But here, Jesus never prayed for the miracles for himself. Neither did the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul had so much of power that his kerchief was given. Even the dead would come back to life. Even the person who were all sick, they were healed. But what about Apostle Paul? He could not, you see, heal himself. He had a thorn in his flesh, dear brethren. He requested God that this thorn be taken away from him. He requested God three times. But did God answer his prayer? No. You see, then did Apostle Paul quarrel with God? No. Let us read 2 Corinthians 12 chapter, you see, 7 to 10. Binod brother, can you read 2 Corinthians 12 chapter verses 7 to 10, brother?
Yes, sir. Corinthians, sir. Hmm. 1 Corinthians, sir.
2 Corinthians 12th chapter verses 7 to 10.
Okay, sir. Verses 7 to 10. Okay, yeah. Sir. Okay, or because of this surprisingly great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses.
See?
So that
see?
Christ's power may rest on me.
See, clearly he mentions, there's a thorn in my flesh. He prayed thrice. You see, did he ask for miracles for himself? No. See the trials and the tribulations and the persecutions which Apostle Paul mentions in 2 Corinthians 11 chapter 24 to 25. How many times his ship was wrecked? How many times he was beaten with rod? How many times he was chastised? Dear brethren, none of the apostles prayed selfishly for miracles because they knew that all these things were permitted by the Lord. You see, many of the faithful Christian martyrs, Peter, he died. He was crucified upside down. Paul's head was, you see, chopped off. You see, many of the Christians were burnt alive, dear brethren. In all these things, they proved faithfulness to God. You see, instead of begging for a lot of things and all, we should have faith in the Lord. What did Jesus say? First, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then what will happen now? All the other things will be given to you. So it is our duty to first do the Lord's work. If we are seeking the Lord's work and its responsibility in his kingdom and his righteousness, definitely all other things will be definitely added and given, dear brethren. There's no need to worry at all. You see, what does the Bible say? You see, God would never give us a temptation or a trial which we can't bear. But with the trial, he would definitely help us to bear it, or he will definitely open us a way to escape out of it. So read 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 13th verse. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Peter, brother, you're there? Can you read?
Okay. There had no temptation taken you, but such as in common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer for you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
You see? God is faithful. Underline it, but then God is faithful. No need for us to beg at all. He will definitely open a way for escape even as the temptations come. What did Jesus tell? You are more worthy than the sparrows. You see, the sparrows don't even sow, don't even reap, don't even do anything. But God gives them the food. And you are more worthy than sparrows, Jesus told in Matthew 6:26. And what did Jesus say in Matthew 10:30? Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. What does it mean? They are within the small, small things which we neglect in our life. You see, do we worry really if our one hair falls when you're combing our head? No. You see, but these small things are monitored by our Lord, dear brethren. That means nothing in the God's children life is accidents. So if something happens, it is permitted of the Lord. Therefore, what did Apostle Paul tell in Hebrews? You see, he told, don't worry. Have faith in the Lord. Because he has promised, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Read Hebrews 13:5. Binod brother, can you read Hebrews 13:5?
So Hebrews 13?
5.
5. Let your conversations be without conventiousness and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen.
Let your conversation be without covetousness. Say, I have told you, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, dear brethren. Whenever God will never leave us, never forsake us. Dear brethren, if Jesus himself had persecutions, trials, temptations in his life, how about us? It is definitely required, dear brethren. Why was it permitted in Jesus' life? To prepare Jesus for that, you see, the seat next to the throne of God. Read Hebrews 2:10. Hebrews 2:10. Ashish, brother, you're there. Can you read Hebrews 2:10?
Okay, brother. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. So Jesus was made perfect only because of sufferings. He was always obedient and perfect. Even then he became super perfect. How? The things which he suffered. If sufferings were necessary in his life, how about us, dear brethren? Therefore, the Bible says, if anybody lives godly in Christ, he shall suffer persecution. Definitely, that is a must condition. Read 2 Timothy 3:12. 2 Timothy 3:12. Peter, brother, can you read?
Okay.
2 Timothy 3:12.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, and all that will live godly in Christ, Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Everybody who lives godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. So that is a must. not that it may happen. You see, therefore, miracles, what we are happening today, is really, this is unscriptural. Okay, now let us come to other points of prophecy and vision. You see, prophesying that tomorrow these things will happen in your life. Dear brethren, how many incidents, how many prophecies in the Bible is given that tomorrow these things will happen in anybody's personal life? Nowhere it is given in the Bible. You see, if that was the case, what is the difference between, the astronomy which the whole world believes in, other religions and all, and about the Bible? You see, moreover, you see, dear brethren, God prophets were there. They prophesied so many things, but their prophecy is only about concerning the nation of Israel, not individuals. You see, life, dear brethren. You see, and moreover, whatever they prophesied, you see, that was fulfilled exactly point to point, not 100%, in 100%, only in 10%, 20% were fulfilled. Nothing, dear brethren. 100 out of 100% was fulfilled. That was, you see, the prophecy done by the prophets. But today, you see, only partially it will be fulfilled. Yeah? Even if 10% is fulfilled, you see, it's our human tendency that we trust them. You see, moreover, if that was God's, this one prophecy, he said that would have, God would have mentioned that in the Bible itself. But then, moreover, you see, there are so many prophecies already in the Bible which nobody has understood. You see, these things has to be studied first. Jeremiah 1st chapter prophecy, Ezekiel 37 chapter prophecy, you see, Isaiah 18 chapter prophecy. So many prophecies are there. So why don't you study all these prophecies? You know, what is the meaning of prophecy in the Bible actually? You see, telling about Jesus, that is prophecy, not telling about self. Read Revelation 19:10. Binod brother, can you read Revelation 19:10?
Okay, sir. Revelation 19:10. And I fell at his... Okay, I'll read from my Bible. Revelation, one second, tell me. Revelation
19:10. 19, chapter 10, verse.
19, chapter 10, verse. Okay. Okay, sir. And this I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, do not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brother and sister who hold to your testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for it is the spirit of prophecy who bear testimony to Jesus.
You see, what is the spirit of prophecy? Testimony of Jesus. Tell about Jesus. Therefore, you see, whatever prophecy is given in the Bible, it is actually all telling about Jesus only. So that should be the prophecy foretelling about, you see, Jesus and his kingdom, dear brethren. Okay. And so many people claim, no, brother, in Joel it is given, when God shall pour out his Holy Spirit, what will happen? They shall speak prophecy, they shall see visions. Many people quote those verses. Let us see the meaning of that verse also. Joel, 2nd chapter, 28 and 29. Joel, 2nd chapter, 28 and 29. Ashish brother, can you read?
Okay. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall see dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit.
Very good. So here you see, God shall pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And then they shall prophesy, see dreams, visions, etc. And it says, he shall also pour the spirit upon his servants. Now, you think it over. There is 2 points in this verse. First thing, God shall pour out the Holy Spirit upon all flesh. Second, he says, God shall pour out his spirit upon servants. Now, if it is poured upon all flesh, why should you again pour it upon the servants? Therefore, dear brethren, this verse is actually to be considered, you see, upside down. That means the fulfillment of this prophecy now is only upon the servants. The church class, only the Christians, God has given the Holy Spirit. Not upon the whole world. You see, the old world has never got the Holy Spirit. Imagine the people who are all persecuting Christians, they are filled with the Holy Spirit. No, dear brethren. So, hence, this prophecy is only partially fulfilled. This is not at all completely fulfilled. So, That explanation we can again read in Judges 6 chapter. You see where Gideon asked for a sign. You see, and God gives a sign that a wool is wet with the dew. But the next day, you see what happens, that the wool is dry and the whole land, you see, the whole ground next to it is completely wet with the dew. That is the significance of the Holy Spirit. Now God's Holy Spirit is only upon the wool class, the church class, the ground. You see, next to it, it is not filled with the Holy Spirit. It is not wet with the dew. But in Christ's kingdom, the whole world will be filled with the Holy Spirit. But church, as they are with Christ, they are not in the earth, dear brethren. Therefore, this fulfillment of the prophecy will happen in Christ's kingdom. Okay, now, you see, Christ, we are in the verge of where Christ's second advent. We're living at the end times. See, this time, we should not believe any of these wonders and miracles. Why? You know, Jesus warned that a time will come when these things are done in the name of Christ also, these things are not to be trusted. Even Jesus himself doesn't trust. Why, you know? Because Jesus told, when Satan's kingdom is tottering, when Satan's kingdom is falling, you know, what will Satan do? Satan will do all these things by himself so that he may try to retain his kingdom. He shall do miracles and he shall do healings. He shall be divided within himself. That means what? He will only be the devil. He will only cast out the devil. This double acting Satan will do at this time, it seems. Read Matthew 12:26. Peter, brother, can you read Matthew 12:26?
Okay. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand?
You say, how shall his kingdom stand? We can see that his kingdom is not standing. That means his kingdom is divided. See, Satan is casting out Satan. We are living in that day. Therefore, Apostle Paul also clearly warned, you see, that those who don't believe the truth, God only shall send the devil to do these miracles and wonders, it seems. Read 2 Thessalonians. Pinor brother, read 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter. Verse 10. Read from verse 10, 11, 12. 2nd Thessalonians, 2nd chapter. Read from verse 10, 11, 12.
Okay. 10, 11, 12?
Correct.
Okay, sir. And all the ways that weakness deceive those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sent them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. And
God and shall send strong delusions, brother, so they may believe the lie. Because why? They did not love the truth. Continue, brother.
And so that all will be condemned who haven't believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness.
Mm-hmm. See, God only shall send strong delusions to them. Therefore, now, if any of these things are happening, we should be very, very cautious. You know, what is the sign of the Holy Spirit? You see, the sign of the Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues, not doing miracles, not prophesying, but understanding the truth. That is what Jesus said. Once if the Holy Spirit comes, this is what the Holy Spirit will do, it seems. Let us read John 16:13. Peter, brother, can you read John 16:13?
Okay. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth.
See, he will guide you into all truth. Underline. When the Spirit comes, Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth, not false. We have studied so many truths about hell, about soul, about the Lord's Supper, dear brethren, about the hell. You see, so many things are there, dear brethren. So this is the truth we should understand from the scriptures, not these wonders, miracles, dear brethren. And moreover, you see, in all these churches, they're violating the basic commandments where, you see, women are allowed to preach. Basic thing, Apostle Paul clearly says, if any man is filled with the Holy Spirit, let him obey this thing. If they don't have such light, And what truth is there? What is that that is happening in those places? Then we need to think it over. So at last, there is one more scripture that is used to, you see, have faith on these miracles and wonders and all these things. So let us, you see, read those one also. Matthew 16, chapter 15 to 18. Sorry, Mark 16, chapter 15 to 18. Ashish brother, can you read Mark 16, chapter 15 to 18?
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these things shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils, shall they speak with new tongue, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Very good. See, here it says, go preach to the ends of the world. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that doesn't believe, he shall be damned, it seems. You see, dear brethren, Jesus said that one. If you believe, you will be saved, or else you will be damned. Huh? Does the Bible say so? We need to see, first of all, is it correct what is mentioned here? Read John 3:16 and 17. Binar brother, can you read John 3:16 and 17?
Okay, sir, I'll read. John.
Third chapter. John 3rd chapter, 16 and 17.
Okay, sir. 16 to 17. Okay, sir. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
Underline, Jesus never came to condemn, but to save the world. And how can Jesus say here, I will condemn? Therefore, dear brethren, we need to think it over. This is how we need to study the Bible. Here a little, there a little. The meaning has to be taken from the Bible, in the Bible, from the Bible only. And next, what does he say? You see, if anybody takes, a poisonous snake, if they drink poison also, what will happen? Nothing will happen, it seems. Okay? Okay, now you're all Christians, no? Peter brother, Vishnu brother, Binar brother, are you all Christians?
Yes.
Okay. Binar brother, you're a Christian?
No, we are not Christian, but we are a disciple of Jesus Christ.
Good. Okay. You're a disciple of Jesus. Okay, good. Vishnu brother, you're a Christian or you're a disciple? Okay. Now, here what did Jesus say? If he is a disciple, if he takes poison, if he drinks anything that is harmful, nothing will happen to him. If he takes serpent, nothing will happen to him. Okay, now let us do a test. You're all disciples of Christ. You're all Christians. Okay, why don't you take one bottle of poison and drink it right now? Will you do it? Will you do it? Peter brother, Vishnu brother, Vinod brother, will you do it? Yes or no?
No.
Yes, sir.
You will do it, Vishnu brother. Good. Vinod brother, will you do it? Tell me your opinion. We'll see what the Bible says. Vinod brother, will you do it? You're wondering what to reply. Should I reply yes or no? Because Bible says yes, but you can't do it. So you won't... We are feeling very perplexed to answer. Dear brethren, you see, we should see the answer from the Bible. Did Jesus ever do this one? Correct, no? See, taking poison and drinking or holding a serpent in a hand, what does it mean? Dear brethren, that is tempting God. You see, this is what the devil did for Jesus. What did the devil say to Jesus? If you are the Son of God, fall from the pinnacle of the temple. Why? If you fall, Lord will send the angels to protect you. Now, did Jesus fall? No. Jesus did not fall. But what was the reply of Jesus? What did the reply? Huh? What did Jesus reply? Read Matthew 4:7. Vinod brother, please read Matthew 4:7, brother. What was the reply of Jesus? Let us see. Matthew 4, chapter 7, verse. Vinod brother, you're there?
Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Jesus said, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. Jesus never did things that was to tempt his God, dear brethren. So taking poisonous things, holding snakes in our hand, it is nothing but tempting the Lord. God's children should never do it, dear brethren. You see, and think that God would protect them. God would never allow such things to happen. We should not be doing that one. And what does he say? Whoever they place their hand upon any sick, they should be healed, it seems. And then why should there be a Christian hospital? Go in all over the world. Majority of the big hospitals are Christians. St. John Hospital, St. Martha Hospital, Philomena Hospital. You see, Christian Medical College. Dear brother, why these things are built? Instead of building a hospital, we should put free treatment. Whoever comes, just lay their hand and pray and send them, they will be healed on the spot. No. Why? That thing is not done, dear brother. So, if you look into this verse of Mark 16, chapter 15 to 18, you see, this is not there in the original Bible at all. If anybody has got a Bible, you see, the flower brackets, they would have put the square brackets of flower brackets for Mark 16, chapter 9 to 20. You see, if you have anybody in the Bible, just see if they put any brackets there or if they are given any footnote there. Those scriptures are spurious. This is not there in the original Bible at all. Therefore, dear brethren, this is unscriptural. And moreover, from the scripture point of view, these things are violating God's basic things. What did Jesus say? No sign shall be given to these people except the sign of Jonah. Dear brethren, God's children have to trust the word of God than the signs and wonders. The word of God is sufficient for us to make and calling election sure, dear brethren. More than that one, that nothing that is required. Our faith is trusted on the word of God, not on these signs, dear brethren. So, dear brethren, when we have sickness, when you're not feeling well, it is a very good thing that we go, you see, to a doctor and get healed. You see, take medicines. What did Jesus say? Patients require doctor. Doctor is required for the patients. That means doctor were there during the days of Jesus, dear brethren. So, patients require doctor. So, Jesus himself told, doctor is necessary, dear brethren. So, we should be very careful in trusting these miracles, wonders that is happening these days. Dear brethren, so this is the end of the class of tongues and miracles. I hope you all understood. Any doubts, any questions anybody is having, you can please ask. Anybody, any questions, any doubts? Binod brother, any doubts?
Brother Raj, I believe they certainly have doubts. So let me ask them in Nepali. Tapasam ke pakkai pani chai ke ni ke chai doubt cha. Ke cha bhane cross ta bhanna saknu huncha hai tapailai English ma question garna garo bhayo. You can ask in Nepali, so I will try to interpret. Ke cha Peter? Peter? Peter, you know what?
Yes.
Ke cha tapailai aba chai alikati doubt athawa chai kati kehi napugeko jasto explanation napugeko jasto athawa kehi chitta nabujheko kura haru cha athawa thap kehi sodhna man cha?
Ekchoti ma self adhyayan garchu aajako notes liyera.
Hajur. Minos sir, ke cha? Chaina. Eta hamro Vishnu uncle ke cha?
Thik cha hajur, dhanyabad.
Kehi testo tapailai chai thap sodhna man lagyo ke cha uncle?
Aaja chaina hajur.
Huncha. Okay, brother. The brother Raju, they don't have right now.
Good.
So we can end with prayer.
Sure. Any doubts, any questions you still have? We can definitely ask next week. Not an issue at all. So in the end, we'll have a word of